British Prime Minister Tony Blair's closest advisor and a major player in the government's Iraq policy says he will be leaving soon. Alistair Campbell, the Prime Minister's chief spokesman and strategist, says he's had enough. Alistair Campbell, the powerful and influential communications director for Prime Minister Tony Blair, is at the center of media allegations that the government exaggerated intelligence about the threat of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. He was a key witness last week in a judicial inquiry looking into the death of leading weapons expert Dr. David Kelly, who was revealed as the source of information that the intelligence report on Iraqi weapons was manipulated by the Prime Minister's office. Mr. Blair testified on Thursday, and he denied such claims. Mr. Campbell says his departure has nothing to do with the ongoing inquest, but the timing has surprised many, including ruling Labour Party politician Glenda Jackson. She says many questions remain unanswered about how much influence he had over the rewriting of the Iraqi weapons report that underlies the government's decision to go to war.
We have yet to see the conclusions of the Hutton inquiry, and there have already been raised the fact that Mr. Campbell, in discussing the changes he had suggested for the September dossier, had forgotten the number of changes that he had suggested that had been accepted. And I think there are still many questions surrounding all those issues.
Opposition Conservative Party politician Richard Ottaway, a member of the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee, says he believes Mr. Campbell wants to get out before the judicial inquiry delivers its final assessment, which could be damaging to him.
The evidence has been streaming out in recent days over what had actually happened in the preparation of the case for war, and it must have been greeted with dismay by these people in Number 10. And so they will be looking at this and say, frankly, the game's up, and quite clearly Alistair Campbell thought it better to get out of it before Parliament reconvenes next week, week after next.
Mr. Campbell, who is a former journalist, says he wants to write, broadcast, and make speeches when he departs in a few weeks. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.